Okay, welcome back. It's time once again for Jeff and Erica to spend an hour with you to scare the hell out of you or give you some hope and convenience of knowledge that you have some things you can do to avoid the coming catastrophe that appears hell-bent on wiping out probably two-thirds to three-fourths of the world's population. We're not sure yet. We'll see how it goes. Just remember those Deagle.com projections. We're going to talk tonight about a number of things, shedding and transmission. Again, this is very, very important. We're not getting enough good coverage and honest coverage in the mainstream media about virtually anything. It's all lies. It's like getting news out of Ukraine. It's all lies. And we're going to talk about Novavax a little bit more. This is, boy, what a setup. What a setup. All spike protein. That's all it is. And they're injecting it right into you. It's incredible. Erica, welcome back. You there?
I'm here, Jeff. Good evening.
Good. You sound like you never left.
I know.
Well, okay.
Groundhog Day. Here we are again.
Was it Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
No.
Seemed like it.
Was it? When is Groundhog Day? I don't know.
I think that was February sometime.
It was a while back. Okay. So, just FYI, I have not received any email from my webmaster in 24 hours. And I don't know what's going on. This is unprecedented. So I hope he's all right. Don't know. So I'm not getting anything that... some people are trying to send me, just FYI. So, we will see. We will see. So, let's talk about shedding again and being around other people. It is now a fact in the state of Oregon that the mask mandate has been dropped. So, when I occasionally go out to a store or whatever, nobody's wearing masks anymore. I mean, you can't find them. They're just, I'd say... 2% of the people, maybe 3, are still wearing them. I am. And we have made it quite clear that we think and we hope all of you will continue to wear masks. Yes, we understand full well that they won't stop the penetration of a virus. Never mind that there are no such things as viruses, if you've been paying attention. Of course there are. At any rate, they won't stop lots of things, but they will stop some things. So what if you have a 5 or maybe a 10% advantage wearing a mask that you will not pick something up? That's good enough for me. I'll take it. So we are urging all of you to continue to wear masks when you are around other people, because now we don't know even more so who has and who has not been vaccinated. We don't know. So what we think is the ulterior motive in dropping suddenly all the mask mandates, etc., is they want people to mix and mingle. If you go back to the beginning of this whole fraud, the fake pandemic, you remember that they were saying, the governmental people, and I think Big Pharma was saying, they were hoping to vaccinate 70 to 80%, depending on which company you were listening to or which government you were listening to, 70 to 80% of the world's population. And I immediately caught on that, as I'm sure more than a few of you did. Well, what about the other 20%? Well, the word transmission and shedding, those two words come into play right then and there. They knew what they were doing. They knew that if they could get 80% vaxxed, the other 20% could be infected horizontally. No problem.
Indeed. I think that's the name of the game. And it is happening. The shedding is real. I was made aware of another instance today where an unvaxxed woman, just going about normal business, I mean, you know, acting as if things have gone back to normal and the pandemic is over, as the TV has told us, and she was surprised when she developed a clot in her arm that was so bad it had to be surgically removed. And
this lady is unvaxxed.
Unvaxxed, yeah. Yes. And not an elderly person or anybody with other pre-existing health issues. This was a normal, healthy person. Right. Just going about her business, but not aware or being mindful of this possibility of transmission from vaxxed people. So had to have a clot surgically removed and then put on blood thinners, and is now presumably stable. But this clotting thing is a concern because you can be completely unaware that it's happening until it reaches a critical point. Either, you know, you might develop cramps in your legs, depending on where the clot is. You might just be having trouble, well, not trouble breathing, but just shortness of breath, maybe fatigue, or numbness and tingling in your arms, as I presume she had. That might have been the symptom, but it's insidious. Just like, you know, high blood pressure, high blood sugar, you may not know, you probably won't know that this is occurring mm-hmm. without actually measuring it until something catastrophic happens.
Right, right.
I wouldn't take this lightly. I know it's goofy to wear a mask and it seems paranoid, but if it cuts down on the possibility of becoming infected or toxified with spike protein, isn't it worth it?
I'll take it. No problem at all. And it is funny to see people out now, most of them without masks. Some were refusing before, but very few. And I had to go into a post office today, and I was looking at the people in line. I had my mask on, and I had that little thing you wear around your neck. You can see it on the homepage. There's a banner ad for it. It puts out negative ions, and the idea is that spike proteins are positive in their magnetic charge, and if they meet up with a negative ion, they are vaporized. Let's just use that term for fun. And they're neutralized right then and there. So I had that on. I actually tucked it up under my mask and was breathing negative ions in addition to oxygen. But I looked at some of the people, and there were 8 people in there. 2 of them had these, they were women, and it's nice to see someone smile. I'm not saying that that's abnormal, but these 2 had this strange pasted-on smile that I've not seen the likes of. It was not normal. It wasn't a smile and then back to normal. It was this pasted-on smile that didn't go away. It didn't recede. It was right there. Now, we do know that there is a manic side to prions and amyloid brain diseases, a manic side. That sometimes happens first. I guess it's tied into the prion and amyloid thing, but we know there's a manic side to this whole vax thing. And I'm wondering if, I'm not saying these people were manic and howling and, you know, roaring and laughter, but they had a very inappropriate, there's nothing wrong with smiling, but it just didn't look right to me. And we've talked about this a number of times, so I've been watching. And now that the mask thing has been dropped here about a week or so ago, I don't go out often. But I've seen this now, and it's a strange thing. And then there were a lot of other people who were clearly on the other end of the spectrum who were very grumpy, very down, and snappy at the interaction between the postal clerk and the customer. There were some unpleasant exchanges going on. Not arguments, not yelling, but just short-tempered. And I see differences all the time. Now, that's not to say that it couldn't be caused to some degree by the last 2-plus years of horror. I mean, we are a PTSD society now, as are many around the world. They'll never get over this. And my God, the children, the poor children, that's the worst. But yes, adults have been maimed and damaged by this mentally, emotionally, psychologically. There's no question, no argument about it at all.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. As I've said previously, what I've been encountering in everyday life is more of the giddiness, almost as if you know, people have had a few drinks. you know, a loss of inhibition, like.
Wow.
So wow. I wonder if that's what you're encountering.
It could be.
Now.
They were definitely smiling. Nothing wrong with that. Don't get me the wrong way here, but it just didn't look right. It was out of place.
Mm. Okay, well, that can be the first sign of any number of neurological, you know, neurodegenerative changes. Sadly,
right. Who wants to stand in line in the post office? Nobody. It's an unpleasant thing, but to stand there smiling, it just seemed odd. I've been in a lot of post offices. I've never seen that. I mean, you know, if they're just really graceful, happy people, more power to them. But it's not the only time
I've encountered similar.
This.
I've encountered similar with you know, cashiers that just giddy. That's all I can say is just giddy. For you know, it's out of place. It's not the right mood for the situation.
Right. No, that's well said and very true. The texture of society has been irrevocably damaged severely. And it's not over. It is not over.
No,
things are coming
it's not.
Down the road that are going to make things even worse, unfortunately. And I'm sorry to say it. What's the difference between shedding and transmission? One person asked me that the other day.
I think it's the same thing. But let's clarify. There's no immunity to the protein. The spike protein all by itself, you don't build immunity to the protein. You build a tolerance to the protein.
Okay.
So you can build immunity to a virus, something that's trying to replicate in you. Your body will learn a pathway to shut it down and eliminate it. But as far as the spike protein goes, there's no benefit to being exposed to this repeatedly. None. You're not going to gain immunity. The best you can do is create a tolerance. But I think that this spike protein is so allergenic that it's not going to take much to push people over the edge to be hypersensitive to it in the future on subsequent exposures. It's almost like... Well, we could compare it to something maybe like gluten. I mean, once you've developed a sensitivity to gluten, every time you're exposed to it, you get a reaction. Well, just think of something even more toxic than gluten. I mean, really, really toxic, and something that's biologically active.
Deadly toxic. Yeah.
Yes. So there's no, get that out of your head, there's no immunity to a spike protein. There's only tolerance. And this thing is mutating. The spike protein... it will mutate with these variants. So it can be changing itself ever so slowly so that, okay, you might build a tolerance to one version of it, but then here comes another version, and I don't know that the body's prepared or equipped to keep adapting to that kind of a toxin repeatedly without breaking tolerance at some point. So when you break tolerance, what happens is, you either become super sensitive to it and have a hyper-inflammatory reaction to it, like blood clotting, or you develop an autoimmune reaction to it because of all the cross-reactive epitopes in there that, you know, they're identical to proteins in your body. There's no benefit to being exposed to this thing.
If we have an issue here that I'd like to clear up, it would be, and I've read a lot, not as much as you, but a lot, about the number of, we'll call them packets, mRNA packets in a typical injection, a Pfizer injection. Let's just take that one. And the number I've seen is in the 40 trillion. Trillion. They're so small. I mean, these are tiny, tiny things. Now, you've come up with a different figure, and I wish I could find out for sure which one was true, but it kind of doesn't matter because both numbers are extraordinarily high. What figure did you come up with?
13.1 billion mRNA for the Pfizer and 50 billion DNA, which has to be transcribed into RNA, for the Johnson & Johnson.
50 billion DNA. So what's the difference between mRNA and a packet and 50 billion DNA?
Well, the DNA has to be converted, let's say, to mRNA to produce a protein.
Okay.
So how many mRNAs come out of that DNA? I don't know.
That's J&J.
That's J&J, which is, it appears to be paused right now.
The company is paused.
They're
looking into doing something else for some reason.
Correct, yes. But they still have quite a number of doses in stock.
So, well, I think that's where, I know AZ has a lot of doses still around, and I guess they're still manufacturing. I haven't seen anything to say that they aren't, but that's the worst or the most quick
that's to devastate.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, let's say, okay, you get a shot. Now, we don't know what's in the boosters. Some say the boosters are less densely populated with the mRNA. Some say they're more. Some say childhood doses are adult doses. I've seen it all. So have you. 13 billion, and it is said conservatively that each one of those will produce at least 100 spike proteins before that little mRNA stops working. Well, first question is, why should it stop working if it's a DNA modification process, therapy they call it? Why should it ever stop working? As long as that cell is alive in the body, it'll continue to crank out spike proteins. We don't know how fast they crank them out, but we do know there's a problem here. So multiply 13 billion times 100. Now, that's a minimum. If the cell lives a long time and the transfection was successful, the cell could produce thousands and thousands of spike proteins, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Until the end of the lifetime of that person, which probably wouldn't be too long. So I don't know if it's 40 trillion, but I'll submit that it doesn't really matter much. 13 billion is a hell of a lot, considering we have only 37 trillion cells in the whole body. So these spike proteins are going everywhere. Just zip. They're gone.
Well, the mRNA, particularly with the lipid nanoparticle platform, because it doesn't discriminate. It's very haphazard where it goes. I mean, a lot of it does go to the liver, and then the spleen and the ovaries and the bone marrow and the brain and the kidneys. Whatever cells get, encounter the mRNA, let's put it that way, have the potential to be transfected with the genetic material, and then they themselves will begin to produce spike protein, which will attract the attention of your immune system, and your immune system will go after the cells that have been transfected and start destroying them. And that could be, your liver, your bone marrow, your platelets, your T cells. It's any cell that's been transfected. Now, the adenovirus is a little bit less indiscriminate because it needs a receptor in order to enter the cell and cause it to churn out spike protein. But it's still the receptor required is called a CAR, C-A-R receptor, and it's present in a number of cells throughout the body. And with the AstraZeneca that uses the adenovirus number 26, that's almost frightening because that particular strain of adenovirus is implicated in central nervous system infections. So why they chose that one? You got to wonder.
I'm very concerned about this whole thing. It's only getting worse, and the so-called news coverage of it is a lie. We're not being told the truth. The people aren't being told the truth. Nothing new there. It's the same old song and dance. But it's now an issue of no mask, no barrier, less protection. There's no other way to read it than that. And so I would urge, and I think Erica would too, everyone wear a mask when you're around other people, until and unless we know what's really going on down the road here. But protect yourself. If it's 10%, take the 10%. I'm happy with that.
I just want to say that the thought that these people that have been vaxxed are transmitting the spike protein, that's been proven now. And possibly microRNAs along with it. But the spike protein, it's immune suppressive. It has prion binding sites on it. You know, in terms of prions, you don't need a lot to begin the process of protein misfolding. It's a kind of a catalytic reaction, fuse. And
yeah, we'll talk more about that in just a couple minutes with Erica. Hold on. Prion misfolding, a cascade, doesn't take many spike proteins to start that. And when it begins, it doesn't stop. Be right back. We're talking about transmission shedding and all that, which is very real. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. I mean, you walk out. The sad thing about it is you walk out, things look normal, people look normal, they kind of act normal. But there's something going on here among all those who have been vaxxed, and it's deadly. If that woman was simply around someone who is shedding, and all the people who are vaxxed are shedding, all of them, it's not a voluntary issue. Their body's producing billions and billions, hundreds of billions of spike proteins. They're shedding them through their exhalations, through their body fluids, exosomes. It's not a joke. So you need to understand you are at risk when you're out there. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. If this woman got a clot from just being around vaxxed people, this should be a major alarm. This is bad.
Yeah, I agree. I think you just take some sensible precautions. This is not about locking yourself away or living in fear, but just be cognizant of the risk. You know, I know that the air ionizer, the portable wearable air ionizer, does cut down on whatever's being transmitted, let's put it that way, because I've known people who were very symptomatic around vax people, and when they started wearing this thing, the symptoms were markedly reduced.
It's true.
So there's that, and then I would definitely think about taking some supplements that are known to, I mean, what you want to do is make sure this, or try to diminish the biological activity of the spike protein if it gets into you. And the best way to do that is to take things like glyconutrients, because this spike protein is heavily glycosylated. It means it's covered in these long chains of sugars. And so you can use nutrients like medicinal mushrooms, aloe vera powder, fucoidin, which comes from seaweed, that's actually the best. These things that have these glyconutrients or polysaccharides in them are useful as decoys for this spike protein. So it will attach to those sugars if they're in your system at the same time, rather than your cell walls or cell membranes. Or signaling molecules that might be roaming around the body. That's how this thing does its damage. It binds to your signaling molecules. It binds to receptors on your cell membranes, and that's how it causes problems. So if anything you can do to inhibit that process would be beneficial.
Anything. Okay, let me go back to prion misfolding. That whole protein misfolding that results in prion disease, which is 100% fatal. How, if you would again, explain how does the spike protein cause that? How does it happen? Let's just go back. And I know people will remember, but I love to repeat things that are critically important. You need to know this, so please listen up.
Okay, so there's two binding sites, prion binding sites on the spike protein that we know of. And if these prion binding sites on the spike protein come into contact with your proteins on a molecular level, this is happening on a cellular level, all they have to do is contact your proteins and they will not fold properly. Because when your body or cells produce a protein, it has to be folded in a particular way. It's called the three-dimensional conformational shape, or else right. It doesn't work properly. And in the case of misfolded proteins, they don't fold properly, and then they fold into something called beta sheets, and they start sticking together, and then they go on to spread to the next protein like it, and it causes a chain reaction. And that's why they're called proteinaceous infectious particles. And so when it happens in a neuron, and they call that the prion protein, it's particularly devastating because it will ultimately kill the neuron. And when the neuron dies, it leaves a hole. And over time, your brain becomes full of holes and you die. Now, there's another process that can happen where you can build up these fibrillary tangles where the proteins become long and kind of fibrous, and that would be diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. And there's something like 30 different, maybe 35 different diseases having to do with these amyloids throughout the body. Some are in the brain, some are in the heart, some are in the liver, kidneys, critical areas. So if the spike protein happens to come into contact with those, they can misfold. And what we're actually seeing with the blood may be evidence of that, too, because the minute the spike hits the blood, we can see now that the red blood cell misfolds. It changes shape.
It looks silly. They look like a cartoon drawing.
It becomes elongated and kind of, oblong, and then this fibrin immediately starts to wrap around it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, wherever the spike protein goes, that same or similar process can occur. So it is definitely, without question, a toxic protein that you do not want in your body under any circumstances. There's no immunity to it. There's no benefit to getting exposed to it.
Should we substitute deadly for toxic? Because it really is. It's got so many means. We've covered that in our paper, our little one-page paper. There are highway after highway of methodology that this horrible creation can use to destroy a living being, and does, and is. It's amazing. So, it's toxic. Of course it is. Deadly toxic. And what we're seeing here is not encouraging. Okay, let me pose this question. And again, this may sound paranoid, but I'm not intending it to be for all of you listening. If one spike protein went right through the blood-brain barrier, like it does, like they do, and set up residence in the brain and started a misfolding cascade, that could be enough to do the job, couldn't it?
Theoretically. Yeah.
That's not good. When you have 13 billion mRNA packets capable of producing, we're figuring just as a bare minimum, 100 spike proteins each one, do the math. 13 billion times 100. That's how many spike proteins are going to be released in your body, made by your body, and released in your body. Think about it. Now, if that isn't bad enough, and you've been waiting for the safer Novavax, my God. Well, how about this? For those of you who don't know, the Novavax is nothing but spike proteins already made. There's no genetic instruction in there to turn your body into a spike protein factory. They're already in the injection. How many are in the injection? Do we know?
What did I say? 3 trillion? About that?
I think
a little
it was
over 3 trillion?
3 trillion, yeah. Okay, so I'm going to get the safer Novavax. I'm going to get 3 trillion spike proteins injected into my bloodstream. Now, does that sound like beyond suicidal? Beyond suicidal. Yes, this is madness.
It really is. I don't know what people are thinking. Well, they're under the assumption or belief that the spike protein is benign. It's not.
Okay. The spike protein is the killer.
It is.
That's what's killing
people. It's the worst
part
of the virus. Absolute worst part of the virus.
There are no viruses, Erica.
Well, now all we really need is the spike to create the disease, and that is what's happening quite often in these people who are getting the Novavax. I just read another case today. 2 days after the injection, the person has so-called COVID.
Unreal.
So, I still can't believe that I'm literally seeing people looking to book flights to other countries so that they can get this vaccine.
So they can get their 3 trillion spike proteins
yes.
injected, ready to go, right in. It's the same spike, right into their bloodstream. How smart is that? Oh, is that smart? Does this species really rank as intelligent enough to warrant survival? I know they're getting fed bad information. I'm not holding them accountable. It's not their fault in many cases. But what is sad to see is the arrogance that many of them display, thinking they've got the truth. They've bought into the bullshit, and they think they've got the truth. And it's
that's what it is.
Nothing could be further away from reality. Wow. Booking flights. That's a mind-boggler, that one.
It is. Okay. You almost wonder if it's a joke, but then, you know, many people contribute to the conversation. I mean, it's true. They're all putting their heads together about how can we get this thing.
It kind of reminds me of my webmaster just showed up. Okay. He's back. He had a power outage.
Oh,
good.
Wow.
All right. Glad he's okay. All right. The news has been changed, I believe. It should be momentarily. We'll have our evening newspaper up there for you. And then we have daily updates as well. So, now, what was I going to say?
I can add, too, that following some of these threads about the Novavax, there are a number of people who experienced severe adverse events after Pfizer or Moderna that are now looking to be boosted.
They're going to switch. They want to switch and get boosted with Novavax?
Yes, and some of them are. They've already gone ahead and done it. But it's incredible. I mean, some of these were fairly serious adverse events, neurological, seizures, heart pain.
You said something that really spins my eyeballs like pinwheels. Some people actually think the spike protein is good for them.
Yeah.
How can that be? How can that be? I mean, it's just incredible.
They think because it's not the full virus, it's not replicating, that it's completely innocuous. But they don't understand that you don't need the full virus to create the disease.
The virus is irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. Whatever it was in the beginning, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay. In addition to prions, I just want you to know that once that cascade starts, I hate to say this, but the victim is going to die. It's that simple.
It is. It's self-perpetuating. That's the problem. It's self-perpetuating.
No. There's no way around it. There's no therapy. You could take a million alfalfa baths. You could take a million supplements. You can take as much D3 as you want. It will not affect or impact that spike protein. Not going to happen. We're mm-hmm. working on some ideas to make recommendations for you to get certain supplements that conceivably could confuse or block some of the spike proteins from doing what they do. But whoever put this together really did a job. This thing is, as Dr. Chetty said, it is the most diabolical toxin, protein, poison that mankind has ever created. And he's right. I just can't even believe there are so many, they've thought so many things through, that if something happens, this will happen. If something doesn't happen, that will happen. And these epitopes are particularly stunning when you understand what their purpose is. Obviously, it's to get the immune system to turn against your own body. I'll just keep it simple of that. We won't go into the description. It's to turn your immune system on you so you literally dissolve from the inside out. You die.
Yeah. It's. We read, that excerpt from the Biowarfare Handbook last Friday, and they described it. That is a tactic for a germ warfare agent to introduce something that will cause the body to attack itself, destroy itself from within.
I think I might. No, I don't. Those are gone. Darn it. All right. Well, here's one, just a quickie, the one you sent about the Novavax.
Mm-hmm.
Hi there. I'm new here, and my partner is going through the Novavax vaccination program. He's had his first jab 10 days ago, and he is now violently ill with chills and vomiting. I'm not putting it down to the Novavax automatically, but I'm just wondering if anyone else had similar side effects through the process. A worried girlfriend here. Well, girlfriend, you've got some research to do. Simple, but you're missing the point. Your BF has been nailed with Novavax. Here's an answer. I'm in J plus 14. What is J plus 14?
I was not able to figure that out. I don't know.
It doesn't say J and J plus 14. It says J plus, maybe he means Johnson and Johnson. I don't know. And I've had fever, pain, sore throat for 2 days. In short, I'm dying sick. And I had to do a COVID test, suspected flu as well. I'm waiting for the results. No, the COVID test is useless. It's worthless. This, all of this done for an initial virus that had a 99.9997 whatever percent, 100% survival rate with no treatment.
Yep.
And this whole thing has been spun from that fraud, that evil fraud. I mean, it just goes on and on. I don't.
Well, it was all part of an agenda. The agenda was to get people to demand a vaccine.
I don't know what to do about that. It was very clever reverse psychology, and look what's happened. If the figure's correct, that they have injected 4 billion people out of 7.8, and what we feel to be unequivocally true is that shedding and horizontal transmission are a factor. We have a potential extinction level event. This is extinction. It could be. Unless they decide, well, we gotten rid of all but, let's save a billion. We'll save a billion people to take care of the planet and do our work for us. Then they'll roll out of, well, we have an antidote. That would be one way to stop it. And don't rule that possibility out. These people are playing for keeps. And we're going to have a war in Europe, at least. If you watch the news and study the headlines, you don't have to read the stories, you'll see that there is nothing being done to disengage or calm this down. In point of fact, more provoking is constantly the order of the day for West against Russia. And I don't mean you and I, even though we live in the West, this government paradigm we're under is not representative of the people here. So they are trying to force Vladimir Putin into a war. And they will do it. They'll get there. Today, let me get my... Where's my headline? There's a story I want to quote here real quick. Okay. Lithuania today became the first EU country to expel their Russian ambassador. So they've cut off diplomatic relations with Russia. And I'm told also, and Mitchell Henderson's coming up, that Latvia did the same thing. So if that's true, now they're buffer states between Russia and Europe. This is a bad sign. That means they'll probably invite more NATO troops in right away. That's already happening. Not good. So the situation there is getting worse. Russia has categorically denied Ukraine's claims that the little town of Bucha was the site of genocide of some of the residents there. No, it wasn't the Russians that did it. It was the Ukrainians. They've done this before. False flag. False flag. U.S. moves to suspend Russia from the United Nations Human Rights Council, calling its presence a farce. Lunatic Biden vows more Russia sanctions, urging a war crimes trial for Putin. Those poor Russians must think, well, they know. We have an insane leadership here. It's not a leadership. We don't have a government. We have clearly another tool of the international globalist elite that are behind this. Okay? That's what's going on. Oh, and here, lest you worry about Hunter Biden, you and I and all Americans are paying $30,000 in rent, I assume per month, to protect Hunter Biden. That's from the U.S. Secret Service. The U.S. Secret Service is paying $30,000 in rent to protect Hunter Biden. What's wrong with this picture, beside everything? 18 to 34-year-old Americans don't want to work. They want more free money for themselves. They don't want to work. So the work ethic has been grievously, if not terminally, wounded by this whole thing of paying people not to work. These are millennials, 18 to 34-year-old Gen X and Gen Z, the last generation. They want more money. They don't want to work. So, I don't know how much longer we can stagger along like this without the whole thing imploding. We know that the Biden administration, such as it isn't, is paying farmers still 1.5 times over profit to plow their crops under. Why would they do that? They're fomenting a famine. That's why. In 6 months, food is going to be very hard to find for a lot of people. Maybe less. We're headed there. There's no doubt. Final comment, Erica.
Well, yeah, it's going down.
It's going down as planned.
Right.
Thank you. Forever.
Okay, Jeff, my pleasure.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
Talk soon. Good night. Okay, there's your Monday update with Jeff and Erica. We'll be back Wednesday and Friday. And I hope you will wear masks. Try and not buy the Chinese kind. I know it's difficult, but protect yourself. Just give yourself that 5 or 10%, whatever it is. And look on the homepage for that little thing you wear around your neck, that negative ion generator. Or look online and find one. They have others. They work. They will neutralize the spike protein. And get yourself a home ozone unit. And if you come back from being out, inhale some of the ozone. It's legal. It's for home use. But inhale it to oxidize anything that may be hanging around in your nose or your sinuses. It works. Okay, back with more, and Mitchell Henderson coming up next.